Hey y'all, thanks for joining us for this edition of the Rose Chat Podcast. On today's show, Rose hybridizer Ping Lim joins us. Now, Ping's the creator of the very popular Easy Elegance collection of roses and also a new line called True Bloom. Now, Ping has devoted his entire life to researching and developing roses and has created literally hundreds of varieties that are renowned for their color, their fragrance, their hardiness, and disease resistance. And he's here to tell us all about it. Y'all stay with us. The Rose Chat Podcast starts now.
It's time for the Rose Chat Podcast, a podcast dedicated to celebrating the world's most beloved flower, the rose. Join award-winning gardeners Chris Van Cleve and Teresa Byington as they chat with rose lovers and experts from around the globe. With each episode, you'll gain valuable knowledge and insights to achieve the rose garden you've always dreamed of. Listen now as we explore the world of roses.
Try Haven Brand Soil Conditioners, providing generations of gardeners with a truly all-natural alternative to chemical fertilizers with their line of composted manure and alfalfa teas. Easy to brew and use on all indoor and outdoor plants. Find them online at manuretea.com.
Hello, Rose friends. Today we have a treat for you. We are joined by Rose hybridizer Ping Lim. As many of you know, Ping is a hybridizer of the very popular Easy Elegance Rose Collection, and there's a new line of roses called True Bloom. Ping has devoted his life to researching and developing roses, and he's created hundreds of varieties. So, hey, Ping, welcome to Rose Chat.
Wow, thank you, Teresa. I've been waiting for so long for this moment for you to interview me. This is exciting.
It is exciting because we're good friends, but yes. We were actually supposed to be together at an event, but like all events right now, they're getting canceled.
Yeah, that's right. So we have another chance next time.
Yes, we do. So COVID-19 has done one thing. It's made us more grateful for safe means of communication like podcasts.
And also, everybody can become a doctor now. I wash my hand in that 3 weeks more than my lifetime.
It's so true. I just never thought, well, you know, did we ever think of words like pandemic or shelter in place or, you know, it's all new. It's all new to us.
Yeah. And also, let us feel appreciate that the moment that we can visit our friend, that's very preciously. Not just given. So the COVID-19 let us know that to keep contact with friends is very nice opportunity.
It is. We talk all the time that there's three F's. We miss our family, we miss our friends, and we miss our freedom that we had.
Yep. Make us stronger.
Yes, it is making us stronger. Now, Ping, I don't know if you saw an article on Facebook yesterday or this week that the American Rose Society shared, but it was about the 2020 top 10 rose list, and it was put together by Waters Garden Center, and I believe they're in Arizona. So I looked through the list of the top 10, and there were three of Ping Lim roses.
Really? I didn't see it yet. So I need to take a look of it.
Yo, do take a look. Music Box, which was one of my favorites. I think I have 10 of those now. Music Box was there. Kiss Me was there. And the big Biltmore winner, Screamin' Neon, was there.
Wow. The right choice. Really?
Yeah, I know. Well, Ping, it's true. Everyone loves your roses. I know I do. And just today I got a call from a friend who was at Lowe's and she said, oh, help me find some roses. So on the phone, we actually started FaceTiming. So she was standing in front of the Easy Elegance roses and I helped her choose three beauties. So people love your roses. And, yeah. You've been very successful, but tell our listeners about your mission when it comes to growing roses.
Yeah, I think that's my job actually, and my dream to create something beautiful for the people to enjoy, and that actually become my mission too.
So, Ping, how did you fall in love with roses?
Yeah, you know, I born in Laos and grew up in Laos. Laos is very remote country, and the toys is quite limited. When we grow up, the only flower is the most exciting us. Only flower, you know, that can make us an excitement. But love is tropical. The flower also limited. Like, for instance, we only have hibiscus, bougainvillea, marigold, impatient, jasmine, those things. But I found rose is the most beautiful after all those things. When I saw the rose, when my parents take me to the high place, they call the Patou, it's a very high land. It was the vacation village for the French elite people. When, you know, Laos was occupied by French, and French have the privilege to take all the good area to vacation. So however, when I went over there, I see roses. I said, whoa, that is the best flower that have been seen. The color, the form, after all that, also the fragrance. That fragrance make me cannot forget. Every time I see rose, I smell rose, I feel like I'm on vacation. So that is the reason I felt in love a lot about roses, because of those reasons.
Well, they are beautiful, and fragrance is something that attracts all of us. You know, the fragrance of flowers is what we remember. You know, if I put my nose in an iris, that's what my mother had a lot of. I'm 8 years old again. So, you know, and the roses, I mean, people, the first thing they're going to do when you hand them a rose is they're going to put their nose right in the middle of it.
So the rose is really is the dimensional beauty. Not only you can see it, you can see the color, you can see the form, you can feel it, and also you can smell it. That is the thing, I think, the rose. And also the rose is keep repeat blooming that lasts very long in the season, in the years. So a lot of good attribute on roses that when you like it, you cannot give up anymore.
So true. So you have a mission about this. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I believe that the beauty is the big part of civilization. You know, rose is the most beautiful in the earth naturally. Plus, it has a lot of story talking about rose with romance and love. So now rose, it carry not only beauty, fragrance, romance, and love. Without beauty and love, what life would be? So we are improving our living by searching for the happiness in our lifetime. And beauty and love, both are the essential things in the happiness. So when we are searching for the beauty, our heart, it contained with roses, we would see things beautiful. So we will drive for to make something perfect. No matter what you do, you want something beautiful and perfect. So I believe this is the path of the civilization. So you know how many countries using rose as their national symbol? Why is that? I think because they want their country to be beautiful and lovely nation to live and to admire. So that is what I feel about roses, that is a big part of civilization that make the civilization getting advanced and getting beautiful, the place to live. But to searching for the beautiful in roses is not an easy thing, though. We need to have heart that accept thorn and have heart to care about the beauty, how to maintain the beauty too. So let's come to my mission as a rose breeder. I feel my job is to make that growing rose is easier for people to enjoy. And that can make people, everybody, like Picasso, they can grow their own beauty. So that is what I think about roses.
Oh boy, now I know why we're getting so many beautiful roses from Ping Lim. You have the heart and soul of the rose right there.
Yep, that's my dream and my mission, yep.
Well, you've got something new. Tell us about the True Bloom collection.
Yes. After Easy Elegant, that create that is a hardy, resistant and prolific and repeat blooming. I moved up to San Diego right now in California, and I'd be able to create something even they call it True Bloom. We call it True Bloom Collection. The reason we create the True Bloom, we like the rose to look like rose, not look like shrub. So the rose of the True Bloom supposed to be like high center, more than 25 petals. And true is true roses and a range of color plus healthy shrub plant. And it's 100%, have to be 100% own root without budding. That is what I feel the True Bloom that we create today is have a lot of plenty of chi. When I mentioned about chi, is like internal energy for the plant that will last for age for the people to enjoy. So we create that True Bloom. Right now we have 7 variety in the market up to 2020. And, you know, we are going to have another 3, maybe 10 up to next year. You know, Teresa, before our rose introduction, we already received 14 awards around the world.
Oh my.
Yeah, we have 5 awards from ARTS, 2 awards from Mount Biltmore, and 1 award from Rose Hill, and 5 awards from Japan, and 1 last award that we just got from ATRS. So that's quite exciting. Our rose not even introduced and already keep receiving the award.
Oh my goodness. Now with this came a new classification. Am I correct on that? The hybrid tea shrub?
Yes. Actually, we also trademark this terminology, hybrid tea shrub. We want our rose grow like shrub, but perform flower like hybrid tea. So that is our theme in the True Bloom.
That sounds absolutely perfect. Like that's exactly what we want. Ever blooming shrub that looks like a hybrid tea, smells like a hybrid tea. Wonderful. That is really good.
Now, actually, is missing something on rose is fragrance. We try to bring the fragrance back to our roses. So now in our True Bloom already come to get more and more fragrant into it. The newer one will have more stronger fragrance. And also, we are planning to create 3 different categories for our roses. One is for gardening, for the garden landscape. The other one for the container park patio, and then also for the climber. So there will be 3 different type of True Bloom we'll be launching in the market soon.
Now, so when and where will these be available? Is this a 2021 release?
No, we are True Bloom already in the market since 2018, 19, and 2000. And our market is quite start from the West Coast. We hope we can cover the whole nation pretty soon. So we work with Home Depot and Lowe on that. And we also work with the Garden Center franchising in the East Coast, like Price Corner, Synergy. So we hopefully we can get our roles across the United States and beyond to Europe and to Asia too. And we already got into Asia, start from Japan.
Well, you should definitely have them in Asia for sure. Now, I actually, you and I had talked a bit about the Home Depot might have them first. And so I actually went to Home Depot. We made a real quick trip. I thought, I just want to see if they have them. They didn't. And I'm sure it's because we're in the middle of the country and we might not get them as quickly, but it'll be worth the wait.
Yes. I think Home Depot, they have thousands of stores. And then we cannot produce fast enough to cover the whole nation.
So, that's a good problem to have.
Yes, I thought that is a positive problem to have. Yes,
it is, sure is. Well, Ping, while we have you, you know, we want to learn from the master. So could you give us some of your best tips for growing these roses?
Yes, I think a lot of people feel growing rose, just dig a hole and put the plant in, and that easy. No, I think when you grow the rose, you have to think about to build the roses, that the rose will last you in your garden for 10 years, 20 years, or even a lot of time, or even your lifetime. So basically, when you have to dig a hole, you have to dig bigger holes. For instance, you have to do minimum of 2 foot by 2 foot deep. And then you have to make the soil very, very good for the roses, a lot of organic material inside. So let the root developing well. And so if you pay $20 for the rose plant, I think you should pay $40 for the rose hole for the house to make the rose significant. And also select an area that aeration, have good aeration and have the minimum 6 to 7 hours of sunshine. So those are very essential things that people need to be aware. And also water it real good when you plant it. When you plant the plant, you have to do slow water, let the water soak down to the root. So I heard a lot of people, they plant the rose, they said they water it and they go, but a lot of water not reaching the soil zone. So the plant is not performing well. So slow water, let the water soak to the root to make sure. So I think that is the first part of to growing good roses.
Now, you've had a lot of roses in your life. So have you ever picked a favorite?
Yeah, I think peace always be in my first choice. Actually, when I start breeding roses, I use a lot of peace because I feel that peace not only carry the meaning, the flower, the big size flower, and the long stem, and have a lot of good character, and also the color slightly changing during the season. So that is another reason I create the Love and Peace based mm-hmm. on the peace. So Love and Peace actually is a sitting for peace. And yes, there is a lot of good roses out there. You know, we have more than 20,000 roses in the world today. And every year they have hundreds of varieties keep coming. We have a good breeder around the world, and in the United States, we have so many friends that are doing good job on breeding roses too. So actually, I stand on their shoulder mm-hmm. to make something that I'd be able to make something pretty. That because of a lot of good rose breeder out there to create some good rose for us to enjoy and to breed.
You know, I love all roses. I love the old historical roses. I love their stories. But I can tell you that in the last 20 years, I have seen some fantastic roses. So you're so right. There is a brotherhood of people that are putting together some just beautiful roses for our gardens.
You know, I scared to name a roses because there are so many. If I name a rose, I will miss the whole bunch. Just like I named the rose breeder, I will miss the whole bunch, so I will not name it.
No.
But there is a lot of good roses, so in the world, so, yes. And including the old rose, including the David Austin English rose, and German rose, French rose, American rose. So there is a lot of good roses out there.
Oh, there are. And you know, you mentioned peace, and it is something you say peace rose. Everyone knows that. Everyone has a soft feeling about it. It represents something very special in our world. And, you know, many people would say, oh, the favorite, and the favorite story would be peace.
Yeah, I believe that my first rose I saw in the Patu in Laos is peace. It's a yellow hypatia. That is what I remember that flower. So.
Mm-hmm. So nice. Well, Ping, this has been absolutely wonderful. Not as good as being together face to face, but it's just such a pleasure to spend time with you today.
Thank you, Teresa. Me too. Really appreciate the opportunity. Yeah.
And, you know, we owe you so much because our gardens are filled with all of this beauty because of all the hard work you do, and we appreciate it.
Wow, that is my job. And I'm pleased to know people grow my roses and grow the rose in their garden. Remember that if you have a heart, rose in your heart, you see beautiful things all the time, and you can make good things in your life too.
Absolutely. And today, with dealing with things like pandemic and shelter in place, our gardens have been such a place of solace. And so means everything to me to go out in my garden and see those beautiful roses. So they're just beginning to come here, and just seeing a few peek here and there, but we're covered with buds, and that just gives us hope for the next day. Well, Ping, all the best with the new collection, and I'm certainly excited to have them in my garden, and I know our friends listening are too. And friends, we hope you've enjoyed our time together today, and we hope you're healthy and you're happy, and happy gardening from your friends at Rose Chat.
You've been listening to the Rose Chat Podcast with Chris Van Cleve and Teresa Byington, expert rose gardeners who want to help you achieve the rose garden of your dreams. Don't miss an episode. Listen anytime on our website at rosechatpodcast.com, or listen on the go via the Rose Chat app on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Share this podcast with your social networks and join us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram by using the hashtag RoseChat. Join us next time for another edition of the Rose Chat Podcast. The Rose Chat Podcast is a production of the Rose Chat Media Group, Birmingham, Alabama.